Good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. I welcome you all to what is His message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Friday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading taken from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 11 to 14. Our gospel reading taken from Luke's gospel chapter 12 verses 1 to 7. My brothers, my sisters, the psalmist of today, the psalmist of Psalm 33 says, "Happy or blessed are the people the Lord has chosen as His own." In the face of all the problems today, it is difficult to really acknowledge the fact that we are blessed. In the face of all the tensions and restrictions before us this moment in 2020, my brother, my sister, I know it is difficult to really say that we are happy. Some of our problems were or are cursed by our hypocritical attitudes, our hypocritical actions. We are not sincere. We are exploiters and users. We have become selfish and unethical. My brothers, my sisters, our struggles could be described using the words of St. Paul in Romans chapter 7, verse 15 to 17. He says, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me." Thus, my brothers, my sisters, we all bear the pains of human nature, the pains of human weakness. Nonetheless, we must re-echo this morning, this day, this moment, this hour, the words of the psalmist that we are blessed. We are blessed because the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 31 to 32, reminds us and says, "For the Lord will not cast us off forever. Amen. Even if He curses grief, He will show compassion according to His abundant loving devotion." St. Paul states in the first reading that we have been stamped, I repeat, we have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the promise, the pledge of our inheritance, which brings freedom. My brothers, my sisters, Jesus says in the gospel that we are worth more than hundreds of sparrows. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows. It is important we do not forget that fact. Thus, let us return to the Lord. Let us hold on to His compassionate hands. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us out of the tensions of the flesh and make our hearts, as the psalmist says, loyal to God. Make our hearts loyal to God and to our friends and to our citizens and to our neighbors. Yes, we can do it, because the Spirit of the Lord would be leading us and helping us. May the compassionate love of God, may the compassionate hands of God be showered upon us, be placed on us today, and grant us peace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us and help us remain in the love of Jesus. Amen. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.